Demon FM.
Hello and welcome to Outer Mission. It is 4 minutes past one and we are Cara and Abby. And coming up in today's show, we have a brief history of Halloween as it's only one day away.
We also are asking whether Halloween costumes have to be scary. Cara, do you think Halloween costumes have to be scary?
Personally, I prefer if they are. I feel like I used to be really like, they have to be scary. But now I just think if you want to go out, enjoy yourself, enjoy the spirit of Halloween. You know, like if it's not scary, it's fine. Just exactly. Enjoy yourself.
I mean, I dressed as Tigger one year, so you can go out as anything. But also, a member of our team has a very funny story to tell you, so please stay tuned to hear that. And we also went out and asked what you think of Halloween films.
Speaking of Halloween films, we also have a special interview with DMU's Cinema Society. But first, to get you in the Halloween mood, we're kicking off with Michael Jackson, Thriller.
Demon FM 107.5.
Hello, we are back in the studio. This is Outer Mission with Cara and Abby, and today is our Halloween, sorry about that, themed special. We gave you a little summary of some of the things we're going to be talking about today. It's going to be a very exciting show, but we thought we'd kick it out by starting off with the history of Halloween, which will be led by Abby.
Yeah, so firstly, if I pronounce anything wrong, I would like to apologise for it. But this is, I'm going to say what is Halloween? So Halloween originated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. For this, people used to light bonfires, wear costumes and ward off ghosts. The Celts lived about 2,000 years ago and celebrated their New Year on November 1st, and this kind of marked the end of summer and harvest, and it kind of brought in the beginning of dark winter, of the dark winter, and it's a time often associated with death. So the Celts believed on this day the boundary between the worlds of the living and the dead became blurred, and on the night of the 31st of October they celebrated Samhain. This is where they believed the ghosts of the dead returned to the earth. So this would apparently cause trouble, like damaging crops. However, the Celts thought that the presence of the spirits made it easier for the druids or the Celtic priests to make predictions about the future. So for some people, these predictions were a very important source of comfort, which they were dependent on when heading towards the long and cold winter. Over time, Halloween evolved into a day of activities like trick-or-treating, carving pumpkins, festive gatherings, dressing up in costumes and eating sweets.
Demon FM 107.5.
Hello, we are back in the studio today. It is 17 minutes past one and this is the Outer Mission Show with Abby and Cara, our Halloween theme. And if you have been listening so far, you've just heard a brief rundown of what we're doing so far. We've played some music. We had Michael Jackson, Thriller, so that we could get a little bit spooky. But just then we had the history of Halloween, which was read out by Abby here in the studio. And I must say, I learned a lot. Yeah. Halloween is something that I love, but I didn't actually know much about, to be honest.
Yeah, it was a very interesting read, just researching it. It was very interesting to kind of look at, because I didn't know much about it either, and then I kind of went into it and, oh, you learn a lot, the more you know.
You see, that's why I enjoy doing themed shows, because Halloween, like I said, it's one of those things that you know about the basics of, like, pumpkin carving, obviously trick-or-treating, like, the fun stuff. But quite often you don't know kind of the history and like the backing behind it and what made it that day and why certain traditions exist. So I hope that was really interesting for all of you out there to find out as well.
Yeah, I hope you're a little bit more informed about what it is.
But yeah, anyway, now we're going to go into talking about costumes, because costumes, they're a very important part of Halloween. You know, you can win Halloween costume
prizes.
Win Halloween? Yeah, prizes. Yeah, that's the word.
Like, people hold parties, wear the best costumes. You win stuff. Have you ever won one of those prizes? Or
you see, I did when I was very young. When I was a baby, we went to a holiday resort, and my mum put me in a little like witch's costume. It was like a little purple and black witch's costume. Aww. I had a hat and everything. And it was like specially like a baby competition. It was meant to be like the cutest baby. Yeah, that I got that for being a witch.
Oh, that's
and I felt
so
very cute because I liked attention as a child. So.
Oh, I like that. That's sweet. No, I've never won anything in my life, so. Aww. It's really sad, but you know, one day it means that the luck will be on my side, because one day I might.
It means that when you do win, it's going to be like amazing.
It's going to be more
special. It's like my life. I've been waiting for this.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be funny if it is a Halloween thing as well.
Maybe.
Be like a foreshadowing moment from what we're talking about right now. But no, anyway, we kind of spoke about this at the beginning of our show. But we know that, you know, some people, they miss the intros. And we want to speak about it more that...
Yeah, because people feel very passionately about this.
Yeah, this is a very passionate one. I used to feel quite passionate about it myself, I'm not going to lie. And this is, do you think that Halloween costumes have to be scary? What do you think, Abby?
I personally don't think so. I think it's a time to dress up in whatever you want. For example, like last year, I dressed up as a Tigger from Winnie the Pooh. And if you want to check that out, go onto our Demon FM Twitter and you'll see a photo of me. It's great. It was, and everyone else was in their like really scary costumes, and I was just in this massive Tigger onesie, super comfortable, and just having the time of my life.
I was gonna say, I bet you were super comfortable as well. Like, some Halloween costumes can be very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Which isn't always ideal. You know, you want to enjoy yourself, you want to be comfortable, all of that stuff. But no, I think that. I think maybe in the last 2 years I've changed my mind, as in, like, I've always been quite passionate about it. I've been like, why do people not dress up as scary? Like, it's Halloween. Like, what are you doing? Like, it's not fancy dress. Like, I think I was one of those annoying people who was a bit over the top with it. And then I've realised, as I've kind of grown up and got a bit busier, that I'm a hypocrite, because I was going to go as, like, spooky Minnie Mouse and put, like, some fake blood on and all this stuff for work the other day. But I got called in early, so I didn't have time to do that. So I just stayed as like normal Minnie Mouse, and I didn't have time to put the blood on anything like that. Like, it was a very busy shift, but I did, I'm not gonna lie, I felt kind of like cute. I was like,
yeah,
I don't feel bad just being like normal Minnie Mouse right now. I had like these massive ears on and everything.
Exactly.
It's fun.
It's nice wearing, like, being slightly different. Everyone else is wearing that scary thing and you're like, no, I'm gonna be a bear.
Yeah.
Like, woo.
There's always that one person who wears like a morph suit or something.
Oh, yeah.
But that always makes me laugh.
I went to a party a few years ago and my friend went as a cup of tea.
I like that.
It was
a
so
star
great.
For creativity.
It was so funny. I loved it. It was just so her. But yeah, we went out and we asked whether what you think of this question about Halloween costumes have to be scary or not. So why don't we hear what you have to say?
I'm all for it. Wear what you want. I've dressed my daughter up as some sort of evil vampire witch, the blood all over her. But this year she's going in a pure black morph suit. So it's been negative space.
I think it's better if they are. It's kind of in keeping with the theme of Halloween. Scary, really. It's all I can do.
I don't like the whole let's be sweet and we pretend we have fun.
I think it's okay to be fancy dressed because the best ones are always the funniest ones to see.
I think, like, fun ones can be quite scary, but no, I like the way that Halloween is a bigger deal in America and they, like, put a lot of effort into it. But it's, like, a real family thing as well for, like, younger children. So I'm happy for Halloween costumes to be pretty much anything. For me, they don't have to be scary.
Okay, that was the opinions from the public about do you think that Halloween costumes should be scary or not? And I really like that. It was really nice speaking to everyone. And I think we got some quite varied opinions from quite a few different people. And it's an interesting topic. Obviously, people discuss it a lot. And it was nice to go out and document that and kind of learn more about people's opinions on it.
Yeah, it was very interesting to hear. Like, it was a very mixed bag of people, you know, of what they wanted. Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to have a very special story from our producer soon. But first, we're going to play another spooky song for you.
Let's do Demon FM.
Hello, we are back in the studio. It is 1:29 and you are listening to Out Mission with Cara and Abby, meaning we are halfway through our show.
Ooh, wow, it's gone fast.
It has gone really fast, actually. So far, we have talked about Halloween costumes and whether we think they should be scary or not. And we've also just generally played some spooky music, kind of told you about other things coming up in the show. And speaking of things coming up in the show, we actually have our producer Tash in the studio today, and she's going to tell you a little story about one of her Halloween experiences. How are you, Tash?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad, yeah.
Amazing.
I'm quite enjoying myself, to be honest.
So this story, basically, when I was younger, I was probably about 10. I was trick-or-treating out with my parents. And we're going around the whole trick-or-treat, getting sweets. It was getting quite late. It was probably the last house we were on now. Knocked on the door. And they didn't have any sweets left. And I, obviously, as a child, I was like, oh, because that is the only reason you go out for Halloween. And she was like, oh, I'll just be a second. She went through to her kitchen, came back with this thing wrapped up in a tissue. In said tissue was a black pudding.
What?
I was about 10. I'd never seen a black pudding in my life. So I just had this round looking thing. I had some and it was gross. I was a sad child.
Oh, I can just picture that kind of like your face like lighting up going, oh, what is it? And then disappointment.
Yeah,
when
I think,
you open
I think
it.
My dad had it in the end.
Ah, well, at least it was recycled. In a way.
I was that funny. Wasted. I was that funny kind of child though, because I went to a few Halloween parties in my time as well. And then, you know, like you dress up as a witch or like something like spooky for Halloween. Not me. No. I turned up to my friend's party dressed as a Cyberman. That's why I had no friends at school.
I went in a bin bag once just because we wasn't going to go trick-or-treating or anything. My friend who lived on the road next to me, she wanted to go out and she just turned up in a bin bag and I was like, what are you doing?
I mean, that's
and
spooky, isn't it?
Yeah. Her mum was just like, well, you're not going to get sweets if you don't have a costume, so I'll just put a bin bag on too.
You know,
and we did get some sweets. It
you know what
well.
You should have said to her?
What?
You should have been like, you look like trash.
To be honest, I was 10. I don't think I knew insults yet.
Oh, so Tash.
Yeah.
We've heard through the grapevine that you've had a very interesting weekend.
I've had a magical weekend.
Oh, magical. Ooh, very nice. What happened? Tell us.
I literally went to Hogwarts.
Did you got your letter?
I got my acceptance letter.
Oh,
from
very
Hogwarts,
late,
guys.
But at least you got it.
I know. When I've been saying to people, they're like, oh, what did you do at the weekend? I'm like, haha, I went to Hogwarts. They're like, haha, no, what did you really do? I was like, no.
I
went to Hogwarts. It was all spooky themed, though. The guy at the beginning was like, oh, you guys are lucky because it's the Halloween time. And there were Death Eaters on the main bridge pretending to fire their wands.
Oh.
Not pretending. They were doing it. Magic spells. I thought it was going to be more impressive. The whole, like, they bigged it up, like, oh, Death Eaters. I thought they were going to be, like, spooking us walking around, like, in the Forbidden Forest.
Yeah.
But, no, it was just like a little demonstration with the kids waving wands that they got given.
Did you do that?
I mean, I didn't, though. It was quite funny to watch, though, because the guy who was running it, he was like, why are you laughing? You're being attacked by Death Eaters. You're in a battle. He was passionate. I have to give him that.
I love that. I remember when I went, there was a demonstration with like a broomstick and you put your hand over it and you said up.
Yeah,
and the
that
woman
was there.
Like pressed the button. No, no, wait. She didn't press the button. It went up. It's real. Yeah. And it went up. And it was just magical.
There was
I saw
people doing that. There was this woman, she got really angry though because she wasn't British. So the woman was like, say up. And this woman had no idea what she was saying.
But no, I've never been myself. Did you uncover any secrets going into Hogwarts?
Secrets? I mean, there's so much to look at. It's so easy to miss things. The train is a lot smaller than you think. The Hogwarts Express.
Yeah.
Really?
It was very tight. No, it was very tight. But yeah, no, it was great. I had a great time. The Forbidden Forest was terrifying. That's a new section. Like that was probably my worst nightmare. But amazing. I definitely recommend if you haven't been.
At least it was amazing as well. If it was just terrifying, then I'd be like, oh.
I believe there's some pictures of me going on the Twitter on the night bus and going through the wall to platform 9 3/4.
So check it
so
out.
There you go.
Go on to Demon FM Twitter page and check out Tash's Hogwarts adventure.
There we go.
And also tweet in your Halloween experiences because we might just read them out on air in a second.
Yeah.
Ooh. But for now, we're going to go in with another song, and then we're going to be talking about Halloween films.
Let's get Demon FM.
Hello, we are back in the studio today. That was Zombie by The Cranberries. But before that, we had our producer, Tash, in the studio, and she was telling you a little story about one of her Halloween experiences. Basically, someone gave her a black pudding instead of sweets, and as a 10-year-old, you would be very upset. And she also told us about how she went to Hogwarts, and she's back in one piece, she's completely fine, and she really enjoyed herself. But keeping with the spooky theme, we've been discussing Halloween films here in the studio, but we want to get you involved in the conversation as well. So I think that you should tweet us in at DemonFM your favourite Halloween films. But for now, what's your favourite Halloween film, Abby?
You see, I'm not a fan of Halloween or horror films. I get really scared easily. Like there was, you know, the episode of Doctor Who that just happened on Sunday. I was sitting next to two people and I was like, let's say I was crushing both their arms in fear, and I wanted to cry because I don't like spiders, and these were big spiders, and no, I can't deal with it. I cry in these things. What about you?
You see, this works out weird for us, I guess, because I'm the exact same for an opposite reason, that I personally just don't really enjoy Halloween or horror films, just because I don't really find them that scary. I used to be into a lot of Halloween films when I was younger. I found them quite interesting when I was about 14. But at the age I'm at now, some like realistic, like events that could definitely happen in real life.
Yeah.
Scare me a lot. But apart from that, I don't get too spooked out. But for me, Halloween, I more enjoy kind of like the social aspect of it and kind of going to like parties and getting to dress up and spend time with like other people. That I'm not really the kind of person who like stays in and like carves pumpkins and like watches films and like all of that stuff on Halloween.
Oh no, you see, I like the carving pumpkin aspects. I like, because that's really like sweet. But then, no, not the film bit. I want to watch something like cute and wholesome rather than like I'm going to be here under a blanket crying most of the night. And yeah, I can't do it.
Well, I guess as well that if horror films like freak you out a bit anyway, Halloween is probably the worst time to watch it because the atmosphere is already spooky and you're seeing decorations and you've got that atmosphere and you may already feel a bit on edge, and then you're like, okay, let's put on a really scary film that's making me like not want to sleep.
Yeah, I don't like it. The only way I can watch like these types of films is with the curtain really wide open and the sun, you know, it has to be really bright and I have to like, have nothing. But
but no, anyway, thank you. I feel like that was like kind of nice to like discuss. Obviously, like, we like to find out as well, like I said, tweet us in. But for now, we do have some other opinions, and those opinions are actually from the public. We went out and we found out what your favorite films are.
Probably The Thing. John Carpenter's The Thing from the 1980s.
Blair Witch Project always has a special place in my heart.
The original Halloween, the John Carpenter one, is always a good staple. And just generally any sort of like horror films, also with John Carpenter, The Thing, the original 1982 one.
Bambi. The mum dies though, they shoot her, innit? It's all cry. Horrible ending.
Favourite horror films? Well, I'm really excited to see the new Halloween film. I've only really gotten into horror films like more recently because my partner's really into them, so I've kind of grown an appreciation for them from that. I can't watch a horror film if I'm on my own in the house, and I have definitely done that before, like have to watch Lilo and Stitch after like watching Saw.
I hope you also found it really interesting hearing everyone's opinions. If you just tuned in, me and Abby were just speaking about Halloween films. She doesn't like them because they scare her. I'm not a massive fan just because I'm not really like a horror fan in general. But it was really interesting finding out from all of you what films you like. But we're going to go in with a quick song, and that is Monster by The Automatic. But then we have an interview with DMU Cinema Society.
Demon FM.
That was Monster by The Automatic, and we are back in the studio for Outer Mission. You're here today with Cara and Abby, if you hadn't tuned in already, and we've just been speaking about everything spooky. We've been playing a lot of Halloween songs, we've been talking about costumes, we've been talking about experiences, Halloween films, everything. But for those who are at DMU, we actually have the president of the DMU Cinema Society, Lucy, Eloise, here with us today. Just to kind of tell you about what like Halloween-y films and events that they have coming up. So how are you, Eloise?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. I'm just really, I'm enjoying the show.
That's good.
But thank you for coming on
You're
the
very
show
welcome.
Today. And to start off, where do the Cinema Society meet and what day?
Well, we meet on Wednesdays in half on 0.05, about 5 or 6 o'clock, depending on how long the film is.
Is there always just like one film per setting then?
Yeah, there's always one film because we can only like book out for a couple of hours, and films usually are about 2 to 3 hours.
Okay, so that like allows a lot of time for people to get comfy, enjoy a film, just like generally enjoy themselves. But what are the DMU Society doing for Halloween? Have you got any like spooky films or like Halloween themed films?
Yeah, well, tomorrow we're going to be screening The Nightmare Before Christmas, and then afterwards people, because they'll be all dressed up because it's a Halloween session, they'll be going out to mosh to celebrate, which I won't be part of because I'm not a nightclub person, but like everyone's quite excited about that.
Yeah, it's like they can have their chill time of watching a film and then also like just
Party.
Go and enjoy themselves, yeah. Like, what film are you showing and why did you decide to show that film?
Well, we did a like members' choice, so we gave like a list of 3 films and let the members choose what they wanted to see.
Yeah.
And Nightmare Before Christmas got the most votes, so that's what we'll be screening tomorrow. So yeah, it's spooky but not scary.
You see, I love Nightmare Before Christmas. I'd say that's probably my favourite Halloween film. It is one of the films that I would watch around Halloween time, so
yeah, it's one of the ones that I can actually watch because it's not like it's like kind of scary.
All right, so for those who haven't seen Nightmare Before Christmas, Eloise, do you mind just giving like a brief like synopsis of what it's about?
Yes, so it follows the misadventures of a character called Jack Skellington. Is in Halloween Town and he gets bored of kind of scaring people in the real world, so he goes off to like this sort of Christmas place and basically causes a ton of mischief. And it's by Tim Burton, so it's beautifully done. And it's just, it's a really good film.
You see, I do like, Tim Burton. I love his style of films and everything. So that's a very good choice. What is your personal opinion on Halloween?
Well, I love Halloween. It's my favourite day of the year, so I'm always excited for it to come around. And each year I have no plans and I'm not sure what I want to do, but I end up like pulling plans together at the last minute and it always turns out to be pretty cool, to be honest.
You see, I'm the exact same. I never really plan my outfits or what I'm doing or anything, but I always end up doing something anyway, which sometimes can make it more fun because it's like, what will I end up being this year? But are there any scary films that you've like shown throughout the year in general, or is the horror more kind of just left for Halloween or when it's like appropriate?
Well, up to we've only done like we're only going to be doing horror films like around Halloween because or scary films at least, because quite a few of the members are actually like they don't like horror films, so we try and like have a mixture of different sorts of films, and let members vote sometimes too as well, just to like get a varied like screening kind of content out there.
All right, yeah, that's really good. That's very interesting. And it's been lovely having you in the studio today. But we're going to go on to another song now, and that is Demons by Imagine Dragons. Let's get Demon FM. Hello, we are back in the studio for Outer Mission. It is 54 minutes past one, which means we don't have much time left. So this is going to be our last little section. But overall, we talked about costumes, experiences, what people think, whether they should be scary, Halloween films. We have the DMU Cinema Society here. We've just had a crazy Halloween themed special. It's been very fun. But first we're going to introduce, because this is our first show of the year, a regular feature we're going to have. And this is involving an individual who actually is one of our producers, our technical producer. His mum, she's from Leicester, is going to give an opinion on a topic every week. We're just going to have a little feature with her, and that is coming up now.
What is your opinion on Halloween?
To me, it's a memory growing up as a child, going out with my brother and friends, trick-or-treating, knocking on people's doors, receiving candy and money from the community.
And as regards Halloween costumes, do you think that Halloween costumes should be scary or fancy dress, because over the past few years they've become kind of like a fancy dress thing?
I like the fact that everybody now, more so today than they did when I was younger. It's become more traditional for youngsters to participate and get dressed up. It's a Halloween many years ago was seen as Christians believing the dead was coming alive on that day. I think it was Sehem or something, I can't remember. But it's a very Celtic belief. And obviously a lot of Christians today are strongly against it. But I think as long as it's harmless, there's no harm in it. In fact, I get carried away with dressing up my window. I like to get dressed up. I try and encourage my children, my husband, to get dressed up. I love it. And if anything, our street tends to be the best window dressed up street for Halloween.
Okay, okay. And finally, my last question is, what is your favourite Halloween film and why?
Believe it or not, I absolutely hate scary films. I don't like them at all. I jump at the slightest thing. I haven't got a favourite. I mean, when I was a kid, Freddie Mercury used to scare the living daylights out of me. I mean, I sit there and watch it now and I still...
Freddie Mercury's from Queen.
Not Freddie Mercury. Krueger. Freddie Krueger. But even so, the same people, aren't they? But they scare the living daylights out of me. Just talking about it makes me sweat. I don't like watching things. I think my favourite film would have to be the cartoon version of The Haunted House.
A Monster's House. I knew you were going to say that.
It's my favourite.
So that was Paynton's mum, Sally, telling us her the questions that we asked all of you. And we asked her about Halloween and everything like that. And if you hadn't guessed, our kind of series of shows is about culture. So as she is a resident of Leicester, it's culture related. Yeah.
But yeah, also, we asked on the Twitter your opinions of basically what your favourite Halloween film is. And very interestingly, we have a tie, two ties technically, yeah. because 33% of you voted Psycho and 33% of you voted Halloween. So Psycho and Halloween are our favourites today. But also, we have two in at 17%. And one of them is It. And the other option is Other. And we've also received two replies. And that is that someone has said The Thing because it's a suspenseful sci-fi horror. And someone replied Halloween, obviously referencing that they probably voted for the Halloween option. But anyway, it was lovely hearing from you all. I really hope that you enjoyed the show. But sadly, we need to go now. We're going to play you one last song, and that is Dancing in the Moonlight.